welcome back to Little Falls Community High School. It's the second half of our basketball doubleheader tonight on You Are There Sports. We turn things over to the boys basketball season opener for the Pierce Pioneers and the Little Falls Flyers. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Grammond. Joe Call makes his debut as the head coach of the Pioneers, while Corey Schlegel in his second season as head coach of the Little Falls Flyers. Pierce in white, Flyers in black. Earlier tonight, Pioneer girls went to 2-0, 58-51 win over Little Falls. Kelsey Stuckmeyer, 35 points to lead the way. When we come back, we'll visit with head coach Joe Call on his debut performance right after this on You Are There Sports.
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. These are a few reasons parents love our school. The values taught at home are supported at school. Faith formation is part of the school environment, with daily opportunities to grow closer to Jesus. The relationships between teachers and students provide for excellent learning in the classroom. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypierce.org.
Joining me on tonight's pregame show, ready to coach his first game as the head coach of the Pierce Pioneers, is Joe Call. And Joe, welcome back to Pierce here. Congratulations on the head coaching job here. You got to be pretty excited to get things rolling here.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Yes, I am very excited. I think the boys are excited as well, and we're looking to get things rolling here.
First game as head coach of Pierce, not your first game as a head coach. You were the head coach down in Pipestone.
Yeah, I was a head coach down there for 1 year. We actually had a really good season. We started out a little rough. We had some injuries right away, but we were able to make it to the subsection championship game where we lost by about 6 points. So it was pretty exciting down at Marshall, their college there. It was a packed house. It was pretty fun. And we're looking to get things rolling here tonight. Hopefully we can get off with a win.
What was the biggest thing you learned about being a head coach down in your tenure at Pipestone?
Well, I would say just be patient with the kids. You know, starting out the season, things aren't going to go the way you expect them to go right away. You're going to have some ups, you're going to have some downs, but it's about preparing for the end of the season, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Well, you've had the guys in the gym now. What have you seen about your Pioneers?
We're young yet. We got a lot of things we need to work on, but the kids have very good work ethic. They're very coachable. They're a good group to be around, and when you got that combination, I think good things will happen.
You know the personnel, though. I mean, you're a Buckman guy. You know these kids. But Matt Towge is really the guy that saw extended minutes for last year's pretty good Pioneer team. Who joins Matt that you're going to ask to really contribute as a frontline player?
Well, to be totally honest with you, I told the boys last night at practice, I said, the door is wide open. There hasn't been anybody really besides Matt that played last year, and I'm looking at ninth grade on up. Whoever wants to step up and make a push to be on varsity, there's an open door. Alec Lochner, you know, he's a big boy that I'm looking for big things this year. Ben Harold, he's not really going to get to play tonight at all. He's got a little hip injury he's dealing with right now. But, you look at those seniors, you know, whether it's on the court or off the court in practice, those guys need to be my leaders, and they need to lead by example with their work ethic, and so far they've been doing a very good job with that.
Will Pioneer fans that watch this year's Joe Call coach team notice anything really visibly different in a Joe Call style of play?
I think on the defensive side of things, you'll see a difference. We're going to mix things up a lot. It's not going to be one set defense, but if it's working, we might stick with it. But you're going to see a lot of different defenses thrown out there. Kind of traditional Pierce basketball, we want to make sure we push the ball. We're a bunch of Germans that aren't very tall, so we got to make sure we take advantage of the transition game. We're still working on that. That'll be one of our focuses tonight, is making sure we get the basketball ahead and try to get some easy baskets.
Joe Call, and we are underway as the Little Falls Flyers have the opening tip. And it's Little Falls going right to left, wearing black, purple numerals, white highlights, Pioneers in white, red numerals and letters trimmed in black. Opening game for both squads. Corey Schlegel, head coach of Little Falls, and Joe Call in the driver's seat for Piers. So we're underway. No shot attempts yet. A patient first trip down for the Pioneers, or for the Flyers. Austin Weiss, the point guard, really saw the extended minutes. There's a steal by Matt Tauges. Jumped the passing route and picked it off. Now Rushlow, Preston Rushlow, Christopher Marshick, Alec Lochner, and Lucas Adi. The starting five for Coach Call, knocked away by Austin Erdman. We'll give you the Flyer lineup here. First opportunity, pass inside. We're going to have a Flyer foul on Weiss reaching in. First on Austin Weiss. For Little Falls, it's Austin Weiss, Michael Hanowski, Derek Poser, Austin Erdman, and Brett Zawatski. Baseline left on the pass in. Marshick, I should say Tauges, lobs it out to Lochner. Now Matt Tauges. Left side for Preston Rushlow. Give and go. Here's Lochner. Little floater. No good. Lochner again battles. Tips it to the corner, and it's out of bounds off Little Falls. Well, not a lot of break from football to basketball for Preston Rushlow and Alec Lochner. They were the, and Lucas Adi for that matter. Preston Rushlow, our quarterback. Lucas was our backup quarterback. And, of course, Alec Lochner, our starting center. Here's a three. That's good by Rushlow. Preston has the season's first point. Three-pointer, 3-0. A minute and a half gone by. Weiss now works it out front, defended by Tauges. Man-to-man. To the point comes Zawatski. Into the post. Rotated back out. Weiss from 21. In and out. Rebound. Tipped and taken by the Flyers. Again a chance. Weiss rips down the middle of the lane. Hit the bottom of the rim. He was fouled. Weiss will shoot a couple. First Pioneer foul is going to be issued. And who's it on? One of the three-man officiating crew. It's on 23. That would be Christopher Marshick, the 6-foot senior. At the line, Austin Weiss, 5'7", senior guard. Good. 3-1. Pierce 17-11 a year ago. 10-4 in the Central Minnesota Conference. That was good for a tie for second. Second is missed. Adi, the loose ball rebound. And it's a 3-1 Pierce lead with possession. But really, Tauges is the only player out there that saw significant minutes. He'll be asked to be a big contributor as Rushlow dribbles baseline, dribbled it off his knee, out of bounds. Turnover. Flyers get it back. Pretty much the same can be said for the Flyers. Austin Weiss saw the bulk of the minutes for the players out there right now. Flyers 11-16 last season, 8-6 in the Granite Ridge. Here's a three, left corner, rolls off. Adi rises up for the rebound. Up ahead comes Preston Rushlow to Tauges. Backs off to Lochner for three. Long rebound underneath for Little Falls' Michael Hanowski. Into the low post. It's Erdman to Weiss. Corner three, short. Rebound on the floor in the paint. Rolling, sliding. Flyers scrap after it. Hoisted up again. Rebound inside for the Flyers. That was Hanowski. And now Weiss will draw a foul. He'll go back to the free throw line. Rushlow gets his first. Second team foul. Back to the free throw line goes Austin Weiss. 3-1 Piers early. Still 3-1. Rattled the cage. Ben Harreld in. Joe Call said that Ben was not going to be available tonight with a hip, but he must have told his coach that I can go during warm-up. So Harreld out there, and the second free throw drops through. 3-2 now. So Ben Harreld another one of the football players, starting safety wide receiver for the Class 3A semifinalists. Taujas works it up right side for Lucas Adi. Adi, give and go. Matt drives deep, kicks it to the wing. Rushlow steps into the lane. Long stride to the basket and scores. Rushlow's got all five, and it's a 5-2 start for Piers. Long three, launched up and hit. That's Joe Allholm in the ball game. 5-5 now. Pick and roll with Lochner and Taujas. Matt gives the ball to Alec. Now right side, Rushlow. Harold posting up. Good box out. Ben goes up. Missed it. Rebound deflects off to Taujas. They will reset. 14:20 to go. Taujas will drive. Cradles drops it inside. Lochner can't finish. He'll get another chance and finishes that time. Alec Lochner's first points. Pierce 7. Little Falls 5. Back to the wing right side. Weiss out to Allholm. Down to the corner. Back now to Dustin Lukasiewicz, who's in the ball game. Pioneers 2-3 zone right now. They will switch it up. Three put up Lukasiewicz. Off the iron. Tip by Harold. Controlled. Rebound rejected out of there by Lochner. Into the hands of Matt Taujas. Taujas down the lane, finger roll over the front of the rim for two. Taujas makes it 9-5, 13:30 to go. Baseline left now, down deep in the corner is Austin Weiss. Weiss gets it back from Lukasiewicz. Dribbles to the point. Three-pointer, Allholm, long rebound, Taujas. He wants to run at every opportunity, brings it up 3-on-2. Looks down baseline, whistle, blocking foul. Such good court vision by Taujas. And the foul called on Little Falls is Brett Zawatski. First on him, second team foul. And we get our first substitutes in. Peter Schomer makes his first appearance. He'll replace Adi. Taujas gets the return pass from Rushlow. Now Preston, left side, step back, thought about it, now gives it to Schomer. Peter Schomer, high pick and roll with Harold, puts up a teardrop floater short. Rebound controlled by Lukasiewicz. Weiss pushing it up. Stopped by Schomer, hands it back to Allholm. Down the lane, Lukasiewicz, kick out, pass to the wing. Weiss down to the corner, Allholm launches and hits a three, 9-8. Allholm's nailed a couple. He's got six, and it's 9-8, 12 and a half to go. Taujas with man-to-man pressure. Off for Schomer, right-hand dribble drive. Off to Lochner floater. That's no. Rebound, Weiss. Weiss pushes it up to Allholm in transition left side. Into the post. Deflected, stolen by Schomer. Schomer has Taujas to his left, but the numbers weren't there, and he slows it down. Now to Matt. Taujas whips it underneath. Good catch, Harold. Harold fouled. Good look from Taujas as Harold came flashing in from the wing, and Matt spotted him and got him the ball. 11:59 to go. Derek Poser called for the foul. His first, team's third. It'll be Ben Harold's first opportunity at the free throw line. Little bit of a hip problem for Ben. Suffered in the loss to St. Croix Lutheran down at U.S. Bank Stadium 2 weeks ago. First free throw is no good. Here's Terrell Schall checking in. Nick Schall in as well. So Nick Schall in, not Terrell. Second now for Harold. That's long as well, and the Flyers have the rebound. Piers 9, Little Falls 8. We've played about 6. Allholm, no rebound. Offensive board, Flyers, and they've got their lead. That putback by Brett, or by Hanowski, Michael Hanowski. Taujas got off balance, just threw it up, and it dropped. And it's 11-10. That's 4 for Taujas. Schomer trying to check Austin Weiss. That's a tough assignment. Cross court in the corner. Lukasevic back to Weiss. They quickly rotate it to the wing right side. Allholm probes, picks up the dribble, goes down right corner into the post. Kick out pass by Poser back to the corner. Poser returns inside. Out front. Here's three for Lukasevic. Good. Dylan Lukasevic. Flyers have hit three from deep, and they've got a 13-11 lead with under 11 to play. Taujas works it right side now. Lukasevic defended. Near midcourt. Now in the jump ball circle. Dribble still alive for Mack. Got a screen from Harold. Pick and roll to the left side. And now it is Nick Shaw off to Rushlow. Preston one dribble. Taujas. He's got outstanding range. Somehow snuck it into Harold, who puts it up off the glass and scores. Harold's first points. Ties it up at 13. Flyers get deep inside. They miss a shot. Rebound. Poser finishes. Derek Poser's first points. 15-13, Little Falls. 10-10 to play. Rushlow starts his drive, and a reach-in foul's going to go against Joe Allholm. His first, fourth individual, our team foul. Erdman returns, one of the original starters for Lukasevic. 10:06 to play. Little Falls leading by two, 15-13. Peter Schomer, corner inbounds now. Taujas, and Rushlow is bumped. A foul on Little Falls coming, and that is Allholm again. He picks up two in about 3 seconds of game time. Just a little bit late into the passing lane, and he collides. Picks up his second, and he'll go to the bench for Coach Schlegel. 10:04 remaining. Schomer whips it into the corner for Matt Taujas, the senior guard. Lob inside. Too far for Nick Shaw. Tries to save it and does, but right to Austin Erdman. Under 10 to go. Inside. Post-up move. Fired up and off the iron and trying to save it. Erdman. Oh, he's a good hustle energy player for the Flyers. That time his saving pass flips out of bounds as Lochner returns for Shaw. 9:44 left. Piers trailing by two. Taujas surveys the Flyer man-to-man. Gets it to Rushlow. Rushlow to corner right side. Taujas. Bounce pass to entry. Turnaround baby hook. No good. Lochner rebound controlled by Austin Erdman. Flyers want to run with Weiss. Check now by Taujas. Down low Poser. He was unaware there was nobody guarding him. He had an easy turnaround if he wanted it. To the corner now, Weiss from deep. No, short, rebound, inside, Flyers put up and in. Michael Hanowski has four and a timeout. Joe Cole takes his first timeout. And the Flyers lead by four, 17-13, 9-12 to play in the half.
Hello, this is Dan Rushlow, training officer for the Piers Fire Department. When was the last time you tested your smoke alarms? Last month? Last year? Can't remember? If you're not sure your smoke alarms are working, then how can you be sure you'll be protected if a fire breaks out? Don't gamble with your life and assume your smoke alarms are working. Test each one every month so you'll know they'll be ready to protect you and your family if there's a fire. Test your alarm for life. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department.
Stop in and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack to get the next-gen LTE with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, when you switch to Verizon, get four lines and 20 gigabytes of data for just $160 per month. Plus, we won't just sign you up and send you out the door. We'll sit down with you, help you transfer your data, and make sure you know how to use your phone before you leave. For the best coverage and service, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Piers with possession. They go out top for Lochner. Holds the ball overhead. The lanky 6'4 center for Coach Joe Call. Here's a dribble drive by Taujas. Not there. He backs off to the wing. Now restarts. Drops it inside. Tough handle inside. And the ball rolls away off the hands of Adi. Weiss now darts through traffic. Gives the ball up. Now left side, Hanowski to Poser. Erdman, free throw line, jumper is good. Erdman's first two, and the biggest lead of the night, 19-13 Flyers. 8:15 to go in the half. Ben Harold, they get it down low. Jump hook. Lochner a little short, and Lochner trying to follow up his miss. Commits a foul. Third team foul, first on Alec. Stops the clock with 8:11 to go. It's Tauges, Peter Schomer, Ben Harold, Alec Lochner, and Lucas Adi for the white-clad Pioneers. Here is Michael Hanowski. Weiss fires three-pointer off the iron. Rebound snatched by Ben Harold. Schomer to Tauges. Got by Weiss. Leans in. No. Kicked it out to Peter Schomer. Schomer pulls up from 15. Too hard. Rebound Harold. Harold looking for help. Spins away and got it off to Peter Schomer. Through the hands of Harold, who was turning around, and it's a breakaway. Layup up and good for Weiss. 21-13. Little Falls by 8. Tauges finds Adi. Corner now Lochner. Behind the line with 1 foot, inside the line with the other. Looking for help. Skip pass, tipped out of bounds. Touch last by a leaping Austin Weiss. Now we get Rushlow back in and Christopher Marshick back in. Harold will leave. And who else has got to sit? I got six out there right now. All right, Peter Schomer will sit. Lucas Savage back in. Referees. He's waving Christopher Marshick over for something. He said he didn't check in, I guess. All right. He's officially back in the ball game now. 7:10 left first half. Little Falls on a little spurt here. 21-13. Rushlow left side. Tauges off for Preston. Rushlow into the lane. Kicks back out. Adi lowers the shoulder. Drive. Stop. Inside Christopher Marshick. Pass across the lane. Off target. Out of bounds. Turnover. Little Falls can expand the lead to double figures here with a hoop. 21-13, 6:50 to go. To the top, Poser three, long, no. Rebound, Erdman again. Now Lukasiewicz to Hanowski. Erdman right corner, one dribble. Weiss back to Erdman, good catch by Erdman. Lukasiewicz at the point. Left corner, Sawatsky. Weiss glides. Kicks to the corner. Lukasiewicz got it. Foul. This could be a four-pointer. Lukasiewicz fouled as he released the three. It went, and a foul called. It's 24-13 with a free throw coming. I think it was Matt Tauges that got the shooting arm of Lukasiewicz. It was first on Matt. Fourth team foul. And no, free throw no good. Rebound tipped out to Lukasiewicz. Now it could be as much as a six-point possession if they hit another three. Lukasiewicz got a screen. Rushlow sticks a hand out, has a steal. Tauges in transition, goes up and rolls it off. Marshick tries to follow. It's out of bounds to the Pioneers. Inbounds underneath. Rushlow inside. Christopher Marshick tries the old up and under. He got the up, not so much the under, and he loses the ball, but a foul will be called on Christopher. 5:58 to go. Coming back the other end. Everybody else now as Terrell Shaw strips off the warm-up. Well, they gave that foul to Rushlow, not Marshick. So it's two on Preston, five team fouls. Tauges is going to leave. Terrell Shaw comes in. Adi return, or Schomer returns for Tauges. So it's Lucas Adi, Peter Schomer, Terrell Shaw, Christopher Marshick, and Alec Lochner defending in a 1-2-2 zone against a Flyer team that leads by 11. Hanowski, no, three. Schomer goes up and is banged hard from behind by Hanowski. First on Hanowski. Sixth team foul. 5:44 until half. 24-13. Flyers with the advantage. Schomer for Terrell Schall on the wing. Finds Lochner out high. Now Alec to Schall. Schall loses his defender. And then threw the ball away to Lukasavage. Back the other way. Erdman scoops it out. Lukasavage, another three, rattles home. Dylan Lukasavage, three threes for 9 first half points, and the lead has grown to 14, 27-13. Right corner, Marshick. Christopher threw it away behind Naughty. And Joe Call says, timeout. With exactly 5 minutes to go, the Flyers on a run. It's 27-13 when we come back on You Are There Sports.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Little Falls leading here by 14, 27-13 over visiting Piers. Exactly 5 minutes to go first half. Coach Call uses his second timeout. Matt Tauges back in the game. Rushlow back in the game, joining Adi, Lochner, and Marshick, the original starting five out there. Flyer possession. Left corner, Lukasavage. Top of the key, Michael Hanowski. Weiss rotates to the corner. Back out front. Flyers work it down to Lukasavage, deep right side again. Skip pass out top to Weiss. Weiss flings it over to Hanowski. Left corner out now to the wing, dribbles Brett Zawatski out front. Short three that time by Lukasavage. Rebound to Lochner. Back the other way, Tauges. 4:20 left. Tauges defended by senior Austin Weiss. Give and go, and nicely done. Lottie to Lochner hoop. Four for Alec, and it's 27-15 coming up on 4 minutes left. Lukasavage for Zawatski. Holds it now right corner. Hanowski off the back rim. Christopher Marshick box out and controls the board. Adi pushes it too far for Tauges. Back in for Coach Schlegel, Derek Poser. 3:52 to go. Flyers by 12, 27-15. Girls for Piers won tonight 58-51 over Little Falls. Hanowski right side. Down in the corner, Weiss. Dribbles out to the wing, now finds Hanowski at the point. Lukasavage. Down low for Zawatski. Dribbles to near midcourt. Weiss traveled. He caught the ball in midair, and then as he tried to establish his feet, his momentum just caused him to shuffle. And the referee blows the whistle. Turnover with 3.5 to go. Coach Schlegel will bring Austin Erdman back in, replacing Hanowski. Rushlow bounces into Lucas Adi, the senior. They curl left side now for Tauges. Matt stopped his dribble, fires it off to Rushlow. Preston finds an open Marshick with the layup inside. Christopher Marshick has two. Nice look. 27-17, and a blocking foul coming on Lucas Adi, his first. Sixth team foul, so it'll be bonus from here on out for the Flyers. 3:09 left. Team fouls even at six, so free throws on every foul from here on out. Now Weiss will start his dribble. Gives it up left side to Lucas Savage. Rushlow comes out, and he threw it away. Here comes a foul as Taujas stepped into the line. Foul is going to go against the Flyers' Zawatski, number two. Free throws coming for Matt Taujas. 4 points. First free throws for Matt coming up. 2:57 until half. Got it. Five now for Taujas. Anowski returns. He'll replace Brett Zawatski. And Peter Schomer's coming back in for Preston Rushlow. Lead down to nine now, 27-18, 2:57 left. One more for senior guard Matt Taujas. Stroked it. Made them both. Left side, Lucas Savage. Schomer, bump. Didn't call it. And here comes Taujas. He missed a dunk, but it's fouled. He rose up and tried to throw it down. But a foul's called, I think, on Hanowski. It is. Hanowski's second. Matt showed off the hops there. He went up, rattled the cage, couldn't get it to drop. He'll shoot two here. He's got 6 points. 2:48 left, and that one off. No good. So far, Joe Call has used nine players here on opening night. That one is good, the five starters. And then Peter Schomer, Terrell Schall, Nick Schall, and Ben Harold. Left corner, Weiss open, look, but short. Rebound right underneath, but Hanowski missed it. Got it back, puts it up. He's fouled that drop. Hanowski stuck with it, and it pays dividends. A half dozen now for Michael Hanowski, the 6'2 senior. He'll shoot one. Alec Lochner picks up his second. 1 for Hanowski. 2 for 5 are the Flyers. As that one drained through. Hanowski completes a 3-point play. He's got 7. Ben Harold is going to check in. Last second instructions from Coach Call, and Lochner will sit. That was Alex's second foul. So you got Harold now along with Peter Schomer, Matt Taujas, Christopher Marshick, and Lucas Adi. Adi pops out wing right side. Tried to pick and roll. Flyers defended it. Near steal at midcourt by Weiss. On the pass, whistle, they're going to get Austin on a hold. Weiss picks up his second. Free throws for the Pioneers and Matt Taujas. 2:22 remaining. Taujas for a bonus now. Got it. 8 for Matt Taujas. Lead 9, 30-21. Matt for the bonus now. Puts it up. Short. Rebound. Marshick's going to come over the back. Christopher picks up his second, and the Flyers will go down to the other end, and they'll have a bonus shot. Team foul 8. And at the line, Derek Poser. 9 fouls on the Flyers, 8 on Pierce. Poser for a bonus. Here comes Nick Schall returning for Marshick. 2:22. And now Coach Schlegel also making a move. Back into the lineup, Joel Alholm hit a couple of threes early, but has sat for about the last 8 or 9 minutes. Bonus are the front end of the bonus and missed. Race for the rebound, tip rolling on the floor, and we get a held ball. And the arrow goes to Piers. Flyers 30, Pioneers 21, 2:16 to play until half. Going to finish up the rest of Joe Call's pregame interview. I ran short on time, so more with Coach Call to come at halftime. Taujas, open look, 3, short. Rebound battle for Nick Schall. Scraps for it, goes up and is fouled. Good work inside by Nick Schall. He's rewarded with a trip to the line. Flyer foul is going to be called, I believe, on Derek Poser. Number two on Poser, the 6'1 senior. Neither one of these teams blessed with a lot of height. Two shots for Nick. There's Nick's first career varsity point. A free throw, 30-22. Now Justin Primus comes in for the first time for Coach Schlegel. One more for Shaw. And Nick, one bounce, two bounces, and it hit the support on the second hop, so no good. Dead ball, possession to the Flyers. Austin Erdman will trigger it in to Alholm. Now Lucas Savage. Lucas Savage used the ball fake. Still with the possession of the ball. Now out front comes Anthony Vetter, who's in the ball game. Lucas Savage gets himself to the free throw line. Kick out to Alholm, looking for an opening. Not there. Into the entry. Post pass. Back out. Three. Good. Alholm. Little Falls has made 6 3-pointers all by reserves. Three for Lukasiewicz, now three threes for Alholm. And the lead's 11. Here's Taugis going left hand underneath for two. Double figures for Matt with 10. And with a minute 20 to go, it's 33-24 Flyers into the post. Here's Vetter. Lukasiewicz hoists one up, off. Rebound, Harold saves it in to Adi. Adi to the middle of the court, and off the glass goes Taugis with an awkward miss, and on a reach-in foul, it'll be Lucas Adi. Number two on senior Adi, and it's a 1-1 for the Flyers. Ninth team foul. 1:03 left in the half. Primus is going to shoot the bonus. And Thomas Funk will become the 10th Pioneer to see action here in the half. He checks in for Adi. Here's Primus. Put it up, and that one is off. Rebound, there's Erdman tipping it out, but right to Taugis. Taugis with under a minute. Goes baseline, reverse, up and good. Taugis with a dozen. Creating his own shot. And the lead's down to 7, 33-26, 45 seconds. Alholm out top, Vetter. Back to Alholm, guarded by Funk. Alholm down to the corner. Picked up his dribble. Schomer and Funk collapse on him. Now he got it out to Lukasiewicz. 30 seconds to go. Alholm gets a screen from Primus. Primus now receives the ball in return. Hands it back to Alholm. Corey Schlegel, the head coach of the Flyers, shouting instructions. Last shot time for Little Falls, 18 to go in the half. Now Alholm, the last shot might come with 13. It's good. Three for Alholm. Funk saves it, 6 seconds. And Taugis is going to launch here at the buzzer. Short, and there's the horn to signal halftime. At half. The score, Flyers 36, Pioneers 26. We begin the halftime show on You Are There Sports.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schomer, at 468-252.
Hello. This is Phil Scribner from the Pierce Fire Department. Smoke alarms are the first line of defense against deadly smoke and fire, but they can't protect us if they don't work. So test the smoke alarms in your home today and test them again every month to make sure they are working. This message brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Christina Benjamin, member of the Pioneer Dance Team. With the fall sports season over, we would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make the fall season a success. We also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports season are underway. We would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. We will work very hard to represent our school and the community in the first-class style. So come out and support us this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers!
It's a hassle to remember to pay your bills on time, not to mention to write out that check, find an envelope, buy a stamp, and get it to the post office before it closes. That's why Unity Bank now has a new and better online bill pay service, which will allow you to pay anything from your mortgage payment to your utility bills to your babysitter. And you can pay these bills from your home computer, tablet, or with the mobile banking app. Visit them online at unitybanking.com to learn more and get started. Unity Bank, member FDIC. Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at Phelan-Meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine. The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7. 365.
Back at Little Falls Community High School, we've reached halftime of this boys basketball season opener. Flyers lead the Pioneers by 10, 36-26. For Little Falls, they're led by Joe Alholm with 12, Dylan Lukasiewicz with 9. Neither one of those guys started the game, and all 21 of those points are from behind the three-point line. Four of them for Alholm, three for Lukasiewicz. Then it's 7 for Michael Hanowski, 4 for Austin Weiss, 2 for Derek Poser, 2 for Austin Erdman. Playing but not scoring in the half for Coach Schlegel was Brett Zawatsky, Anthony Vetter, and Justin Primus. Flyers converted 3 of 8 from the free throw line. Foul situation. They've got 4 of their starting 5 with 2. Weiss, Hanowski, Poser, and Zawatsky. And then off the bench, Alholm with 2. That's it for fouls. Coach Schlegel has all 5 of his timeouts remaining. For head coach Joe Call, paced by Matt Tauges with a dozen. 5 for Preston Rushlow. 4 for Alec Lochner. 2 for Ben Harold. 2 for Christopher Marshick. And Nick Shaw with 1. playing but not scoring, Lucas Adi, Peter Schulmer, Thomas Funk, Terrell Shaw, as Coach Call uses 10 players in the half. Pierce 5 of 10 from the free throw line. They also have four of their five starters with two fouls. Adi, Lochner, Marshick, and Rushlow. And then one on Tauges. Coach Call used two timeouts. Speaking of Coach Call, we're going to finish up his interview when we come back. Little Falls, 36. Pierce, 26 at halftime.
Hey, folks, it's not too early to start thinking about Freedom Fest 2017. Can you believe that this will be the fifth annual Freedom Fest? The date is Saturday, July 15th at the Genola Ballpark. Limited VIP tickets as well as general admission tickets will be available soon, and the musical lineup will also be announced soon. Corporate sponsorships are available anywhere from $500 to $5,000. Last year, $13,100 in donations were awarded back to various community events and organizations. If you're interested, contact Lloyd Bader at 320-468-2506 to become a Freedom Fest sponsor. Be sure to check out Pierce Freedom Fest on Facebook or go to their website at piercefreedomfest.com. Pierce Freedom Fest 2017, coming soon. Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Matter of fact, going on right now, a meat raffle to support the Pioneer boys and girls basketball teams. Going on right now at Patrick's, so stop on by if you're in the area. Well, before the ball game, I caught up with Joe Call making his Pioneer head coaching debut tonight. We had some of that interview in the pregame. Let's finish my visit with Coach Call. Joining me on tonight's pregame show, ready to coach his first game as the head coach of the Pierce Pioneers, is Joe Call. And Joe, well, that didn't work the way I wanted it to. Let's see if I can... I think it was right about there. Let's start there.
Take advantage of the transition game. We're still working on that. That'll be one of our focuses tonight, is making sure we get the basketball ahead and try to get some easy baskets.
Obviously, season opener, first game for your debut as a Pioneer head coach. Do you not worry so much about scouting an opponent by Little Falls as worrying about execution in the guys in white?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing for us, and that's going to be our whole year is going to be, we're worried about us. We're not worried about the other team. If we do our job and do the little things right, our goal is to have teams prepare for us, and that's what I told the boys. We need to make sure we do the little things right and make sure we're consistent with it day in and day out. So that's our key, is we're focusing on us and we're making sure that we improve every game, whether it's a win or loss.
Final question for you here. Head coach Joe Call joining us pregame show. The noise you hear in the background is this Alexandria gymnastics team. Just phenomenal performance going on. But the big question that people are dying to know about from Joe Call now, your cousin Travis, your brother-in-law Brian, I mean, your brother Mark, yourself, who's the best shed hunter? Who's the real rack star?
I would have to say it's Travis. Travis is probably one of the best. The only reason why, because he gets out there more than we do. That's the only reason why he's a better shed hunter than us.
That might change now, unless Sarah really likes getting out in the woods with Travis as well. Joe, good luck tonight. It's going to be a fun year. Good to see you back. Forget everything your seventh grade traveling basketball coach ever taught you.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rick.
Joe Call, ready to debut in 2016 as the head coach of the Pioneers on You Were There Sports.
We are. Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
All right, we're ready to get going with the second half. The possession will belong to Little Falls. The lead belongs to Little Falls. 36-26, and we're underway. Second half lineup for Piers: Thomas Funk, Preston Rushlow, Matt Tauges, Lucas Adi, Alec Lochner. For the Flyers, Brett Zawatsky, Austin Erdman, Michael Hanowski. Has a pass deflected inside, intended for Zawatsky. Austin Weiss out there as well. And Derek Poser, the starting five for Coach Schlegel. Flyers rotate the ball left side. Out to the point, near turnover, but saving it was Hanowski with good hustle. That was almost an over and back violation. And a bucket inside. They worked it patiently and got the hoop. And they strike first. Erdman on the board in this half. 4 points total now for Austin Erdman. 45 seconds into the second half. The lead is a dozen. Lochner with an entry feed. Blocked inside by Hanowski. Here comes Little Falls. Weiss left side. Back to Weiss. Skip pass. Hanowski. Back to Weiss. Right elbow. Three short. Rebound. Erdman tipped it out to a teammate. Still battle for it. Finally, Rushlow pulls it away. Here's Matt Tauges spinning, left hand blocked out. Knocked out of bounds by Derek Poser. ...36-26 was the halftime score. Flyers have a hoop here in the second half. Tauges looks across the way for Lochner. Not there, so Thomas Funk's three, in and out. And a rebound, Adi. Lucas too hard, and Little Falls has the ball in the hands of Derek Poser. Minute and a half gone by. Right side, Zawatsky. Picked up his dribble, back to Hanowski. Left side, Weiss in front of a standing Coach Schlegel. Back out, Zawatsky at the point. Right side, Hanowski tries to thread the needle through to Erdman. It was deflected, but right back to the Flyers. Weiss gets a good look at three, but missed it. Long rebound. Rushlow in the corner, 2 minutes into the half. Pioneers have not scored. Here's Lochner, one dribble. Rushlow now will challenge, and a blocking foul on Austin Erdman. His first. Team's first. 15:56 left. And Coach Schlegel will bring Alholm back in, replacing Zawatsky. Alholm, the game's top scorer for the Flyers with 12. He's tied for game-high honors with Tauges, appears with 12. Lobbying off the inbounds, catch and shoot, Tauges, 14. In midair, Matt hangs and drains. 15:45, 10-point lead again. Here's Weiss penetrating in traffic, missed, followed up, no, rebound again. It's Poser inside. Foul called on Derek Poser's battle underneath. Tauges called for the foul. There was a lot of traffic in there, and Matt picked up the foul, his second. The first free throw was good. Derek Poser now with 3 points. Lead of 11, lead of 12, they're both good. Little Falls 40, Piers 28, 15:35 left in this basketball game. Rushlow with Erdman defending. Preston lobs down low, too far, Adi can't track it, and it comes to Weiss. Here comes Austin Weiss. Rushlow now defending. They rotate right side, Erdman. Erdman left hand dribble, finds Weiss, corner. Here's Alholm launching, short, rebound, deflects out of bounds. Who touched it last? Referees say a Flyer got a hand on it. Ball over to Piers with 15:09 left. Adi Tauges, Rushlow, Lochner, Funk on the court for Piers. Tauges takes it off the dribble drive, flips it out. Now Funk from the corner, way off mark. Rebound, Rushlow there, and soft touch put back. Rushlow with 7. 40-30. Left corner, Alholm. Those long arms of Preston closing the space. Alholm gets a return pass and hits another one from the corner. Alholm with 15 points from behind the arc. They want to isolate pick and roll. Lochner frees up a three, and that's knocked down by Tauges. 17 for Matt. 43-30. Alholm, lob inside. Funk anticipating, tipped it and kept it in bounds to Adi. Good job, Thomas Funk. Now Tauges signals the play. It's a double high pick and roll. Tauges still with his dribble. No look pass inside. Should have looked. It's tipped away. But fortunate for Piers, it was a flyer that deflected it. It's a little right hand flick pass by Matt. 13:59 to go. Adi will inbounds. Looks for Tauges. In the corner, guarded by Weiss. Lob inside for Lochner. Well defended inside. Good job by Derek Poser to deny the entry pass. Now Weiss will quarterback the offense. Hanowski, you gotta find Alholm. He's hit another one. 18 for Alholm. All from three. The lead is 13. Teardrop floater left short by Matt. He battles for the rebound, pulls it away, and they'll keep possession on the hustle play by Tauges. 46-33. Here comes Zawatski. Here comes Schomer for Piers. Hanowski will leave, and Tauges will take a breather. 13:44 left, season opener for the Flyers and Pioneers. Peter Schomer got it into Rushlow in the corner. And he is hacked there by Erdman. Second on Erdman, second team foul this half. 13:40 left. Pioneers need a stop or two or three or four or five, and then they need to get their offense going. They got to find and defend the three-point line better. Schomer looking right baseline. Better hurry. Paul inbounds, deflected, and snatched there by the Flyers. Here comes Weiss. Two on three. Drop pass Zawatski. Short. Battling for the rebound. Schomer saves it in to Lochner. Good hustle, Peter Schomer. 13:25 left. 46-33, Little Falls. Adi. Now it's Schomer running the point in the absence of Tauges. Pass in fly, inside, deflected. Wanted to get it to Adi. And I think Erdman got a piece of that. Now Lucas Savage will come in. Little Falls. 9 3-pointers tonight. And all by reserves. 6 for Alholm. Lucas Savage has hit 3. Now Tauges is back in. Lochner is out. Ben Harold's back in. And Thomas Funk takes a seat. Schomer will pass it in. They curl from the free throw line down to the baseline. Coming down the line is Harold. He can't get it to drop. Lukasiewicz has the rebound and almost threw it away. Saved there by Alholm. Now Weiss into the front court. Left side, down in the corner, Zawatski. Alholm back to Zawatski. Now Weiss behind the arc right side. 12:50 left. Corner for Lukasiewicz. Erdman double down low, pulls it away, fires it out. Boy, good ball movement by the Flyers, and Alholm nails another one. Left corner. 21 for Alholm. Here's Schomer looking for help, and it comes in the form of Matt Tauges. 12 and a half to go. Pick and roll. Tauges will challenge, looks to scoop inside, threw it away to Alholm. Lead pass. Here's Weiss with a left-handed layup. Weiss with a half a dozen tonight. And a timeout taken by Coach Joe Call. This is a full timeout. The Flyers have stretched the lead to 18-51-33 at the 12-13 mark.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete, based in Pierce, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
Out of the timeout, scramble for the ball results in a held ball. And the arrow belongs to Pierce. 12:08 left to play. 51-33 Flyers. They've outscored Pierce 15-7 in the second half. Left side, Rushlow. Guarded there by Lucas Savage. Drives, stop. Good defense by the Flyers. Threw it away out front. Zawatski steps into the lane. Here's Weiss. Left hand, no. Taujas might have got a piece of that one going up. Now Matt back the other way. Taujas right wing. Free throw line high. Hesitation move. Still going. Puts it up. Fall away and it rolls in. 19 for Matt. 51-35. Pioneers looking to trap at midcourt. Weiss, an excellent ball handler. Good patience out there. And Corey Schlegel, the head coach of the Flyers, will use his first timeout. Comes at 11:22 left. Flyers 51, Pioneers 35.
The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce is a great supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, and you are their sports. They have great food specials, like Tuesday is Taco Tuesday, $1 for soft or hard shell. Wednesdays, you get a one-topping pizza for only $5. On Thursdays, it's Wing Night or Little Italy Night. Fridays, it's delicious roasted chicken or ribs or both. And the Brickyard has a full menu available every day. Stop in at the Brickyard before or after the game for a great meal. And go Pioneers! For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Back to live action at Little Falls Community High School. 10:55 to go in the ball game. Flyers lead 51-35. Here's a Lukasevich three. He got another one. Dylan Lukasevich with a dozen. 10:40 left. The lead is 19. Give and go. No. Step back three. Taujas lets fly. That crawls off. Erdman elevates to pull down the rebound. Alholm pushing the tempo. 2-on-3. Lukasevich back to Alholm. Got by Harold. Kicks to the corner. 3 for Weiss. Good. 9 for Weiss. And the lead has grown to 22. 57-35 Flyers. Most of the damage from long distance. Here's Taujas. Floats it up behind the backboard. And then it's tipped up by Harold. Ben Harold with four. And we're under 10 minutes, 57-37. Left or right corner, all home. He's been hot all night. Came up a little short there. And here comes Talges. He lost the dribble and it's picked up by the Flyers. Two on one. Erdman over Schomer. No! Adi tips it off to Rushlow. 9.5 to play. 20-point Flyer lead. Peter Schomer at the point. Off now to Harold. Adi seals off his defender, then draws a double and draws a foul. Adi will shoot a pair. There were two Flyers defending. We'll see who it is that gets the foul. I think Lucas Savage. It is. Dylan Lucas Savage called for his first third team foul. Adi for a pair with 9:22 left. 57-37. Lucas has not scored and still hasn't. Missed that one wide right. Here comes Lochner returning. Hanowski and Poser return for the Flyers. Erdman and Zawadzki sit. Harold takes a seat for the Pioneers. Coaching staff for Joe Call consists of Andy Leidenfrost and Matt Pepping. They've gone all black pants and dress shirts with colorful ties. That's the look tonight for the coaches. There's a second missed free throw. Adi comes up empty on a pair of opportunities. And with 9:15 to go, the Flyers are in the offensive zone. Right side now, Hanowski. One dribble. Al Holm from deep, short. And the long rebound, Lucas Savage feeds it inside. Weiss over Tauges missed. Tauges rebound. He leads a break up the middle. He's going to go up and miss. Rebound underneath. Boy, ragged play as Lochner from his knee. Adi from his knees. He threw it in and scored. All sports is a funny thing. You miss two free throws, and then from your knees, you just throw it in and you score. First points for Lucas Adi. 57-39, 8.5 to go at Little Falls tonight. Lucas Savage off left side now. Here's a Weiss three, that's off. Up for the board is Tauges. 8:20 to go, 18-point advantage for Little Falls. Tauges working on Weiss, spins, lost the dribble to Weiss, two on one. Weiss will give it up and result in a layup for Lucas Savage. And a timeout. Timeout on the floor. 8:09 left. The lead back to 20. Flyers 59. Pioneers 39. Flyers take their second timeout of the evening.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Pioneers will send Peter Schomer to the free throw line for a couple of free throws here. He was fouled by Michael Hanowski, who picks up his third. And Peter Schomer, his first career point right there as he nails the free throw. Now number two. Peter puts it up and good. Schomer hits two. 59-41, Little Falls, 7:57 to play. Full court pressure now. Johnny Hopkins is in the ball game for Piers, the 11th Pioneer. Thomas Funk is back in. Lucas Savage goes back to Aholm. Lucas Savage left corner. 59-41. Pass right side, Zawatski. Zawatski dribbles to the wing, kicks it back out to Allholm. Now Weiss, they'll work the clock, work some time. Weiss penetrates, kicks, Lukasevich a three. Lukasevich, 5 made threes for Dylan Lukasevich. He's got 17. Lochner fires a three, that's off. Rebound taken by Schomer. Now a kick out and a three made by Taugis. 22 tonight for Matt Taugis. That's 2 made threes for Matt. 62-44, 7 minutes left. Here's a driving layup off the front of the rim by Weiss. Rebound inside, muscled up, and a foul. Good work on the glass by Flyers senior Derek Poser. Pioneer foul called on Matt Taugis. He picks up his third. Second team foul at the line, Poser. Derek nails it. Derek now with 3 made free throws this half, a total of 5 points. The Randall Cub shooting a 1 more free throw. Got them both. Just under 7 minutes. It's a 19-point Little Falls lead. 64-44. Schomer hands it off to Funk. Thomas, lob inside, Lochner to the corner, Hopkins. Funk, again, a bounce pass entry, deflected, picked up by Schomer. Lochner in the lane, better get out of there or shoot. He turns and shoots. It's deflected, and it's won by Allholm on the baseline. Gets it off to Lukasevich. 6:25 to play. Allholm, lead pass, Poser down deep. Shot, foul. I think Thomas Funk will get this foul. And back to the free throw line goes Derek Poser. It's Alec Lochner on the foul. Third on Alec, the 6'4 junior. Poser just made a couple. He'll try again, and that one rolls around and drops. 7 for Lochner. He's 5 of 6 from the line. Ben Harold replaces Lochner. Rushlow replaces Taugis. 6:21 left in the basketball game. 21-point Flyer lead, 65-44. Second, also good. Thomas Funk, Peter Schomer, Ben Harold, Johnny Hopkins, Preston Rushlow on the court. Schomer at the point. Pass to the wing, knocked away by Lukasevich, came over to Schomer. Schomer in the corner, wraps it out front. Rushlow, that should have been a travel. He rolls it back court. It was ruled to have been deflected. When you put the ball down on the court with both hands, that's a traveling call. They let it go. That's what Rushlow did. He was on one knee. Funk now, left side, 5:50 left. 66-44 inside, nice little play, and Hopkins is fouled. Little pick and roll there. Johnny Hopkins will go to the line and try and score his first points. Comes with 5:46 left. Derek Poser, his third, team's fifth. And Johnny rims it out, no good. Erdman returns, Poser sits. Here comes Adi back in. Looks like he'll be coming in for the shooter, Hopkins. He stays at the scorer's table. Here's Johnny's free throw, it's long. Rebound for Weiss. Austin Weiss steams into the front court. Now he'll slow her down, 5:40 and counting in Little Falls tonight. Weiss to Allholm, 3-pointer, yes! 24 points on 8 three-pointers for Allholm. And the lead is 25, 69-44. Backdoor cut deflected, comes back to Harold. Wanted Rushlow cutting. Now Preston peels inside. Harold draws a foul. And Ben Harold, the junior, will shoot a pair. Foul called on Allholm, his third. 16 fouls and Harold, who has 4 points, 0-for-2 from the line tonight. 5:12 left. It was a 10-point game at half. It's now 25. Harold's free throw short. One more. Here comes Adi for Hopkins. Little Falls will be back in action Tuesday here against Alexandria. Second one is no good. Ball batted around, finally picked up by Lucas Savage. Next game for the Pioneers in Mora on Tuesday night. Right side Weiss with his dribble alive against Thomas Funk. Nice entry pass. Erdman can't finish, though. He had a good, clean look. And Ben Harold goes up to pull down the board. Now Adi, 4:45 left. Here's Peter Schomer using a crossover. And picks up his dribble, then threw it away. And the Flyers get it back with Alholm. Here's Alholm. Left side, Lucas Savage. 4.5 to play. Weiss in traffic, knocked loose. Erdman is there, muscles his way for room, but no shot. And then Rushlow with a steal on the baseline. Schomer peels out of there. Peter Schomer now, guarded by Weiss. 4:15 to play. Ben Harold, Adi asking for it on a post-up inside, gets it. Tapped loose by Lucas Savage, rolled out to Schomer. Schomer fires off, rebound, Rushlow tipped it and got it. He out-scrapped Alholm that time. Under four, here's a finger roll, baseline runner, no, by Preston Erdman. And they're gonna get Erdman for throwing an elbow to clear. Erdman will pick up his third. Little extra aggressive there. And here's Tauges checking in. And who's he gonna replace? Going to be Schomer, who's tying his shoe right now. Now he leaves after a tap on the shoulder by Matt. Matt will inbound. 3:52 to play in this one. Get it into Adi. Returns it right down low. Here's a post-up move. Tau just got clipped as he went up. He'll shoot a couple. This is on Weiss, his third. Two shots for Matt. Tau just with 3:48 to go. First is good. One more. A 23-point game for Matt Tauges. One more for the senior guard and got it. Austin Weiss will jog it up court. 3:45 left to play on opening night. Crosses midcourt in the jump ball circle defended by Thomas Funk. Now it's Alholm, leave it for Erdman. Weiss drives and dishes. Erdman, 18-footer baseline, no. Rebound, Harold. Outlet to Matt Tauges. Here's Rushlow, double down low. Tipped and stolen away, here comes Weiss. Weiss will lay it up and in. Austin Weiss. That puts him into double figures with 11. And the lead is back to 25. Tauges looking for some room. Throws it away inside. And we'll get a foul. Matt will foul Weiss. That's number four on Tauges. Fourth team foul. No free throws. 3:01 to go. And we're going to have several subs coming in here. Jesse Marshick's coming in for the first time. Christopher Marshick, Terrell Shaw, Johnny Hopkins coming in. And Fred Linehan is coming in. Anthony Vetter coming in for the Flyers. Justin Primus is now on the court. As Alholm takes the inbounds, working on Hopkins. Under three to play. Vetter for three. No, rebound tipped. And winning the battle to the ball is Derek Poser. Now it's Brett Zawatsky. Back for Vetter. Guarded by Jesse Marshick. To the wing, right side, Vetter. Primus posting up on Linehan. No. Got it back. Puts it up. And a foul. This might be on Freddie. It might be on Marshick. It's on Freddie Linehan. Is first. 2:33 left. 71-46 Flyers. Primus for two. Primus has not scored. He missed that free throw. He's 0-for-2 from the line. Tyler Schlottman makes an appearance on the court with 2:33 to play. Zawadzki will sit. Here's the free throw for Primus. No. Out of bounds. Off the miss. Touched last by Poser. The ball goes over to Piers. So both teams back in action on Tuesday. Flyers back home to Alex. Piers goes to Mora. 71-46. Flyers. Here's Hopkins. Shaw cuts through the lane. Doesn't get it. Hopkins dribble. Now finds Terrell. Right corner. Terrell flips it out to Linehan. Freddie. Right side, Terrell Shaw. Lob inside, too high for Christopher Marshick. Pulled away by Primus. And he almost traveled and flipped it ahead where Vetter picked it up. Flips it back to Wallholm. 2 minutes to go. Coach Schlegel will use a timeout only to get players into the game. Logan Schuett, Michael Gross come in. 71-46, Little Falls. 2 minutes left to play. As this game has been turned over to the second units for both teams. The pass will be triggered in by Schuett. Finds Primus. And a whistle. What do we got? A moving screen, I believe. Or an over and back. Turnover. Inbounds coming for Jesse Marshick at midcourt. 1:57 to go. Here's Christopher or Jesse Marshick. Linehan out at the point. Freddie finds Hopkins. Now Terrell Shaw. Right side, Christopher Marshick. Drives down to the corner, comes back out, flips it out to Linehan, and threw it away. Picked up. Here comes Michael Gross. Gross turnaround, puts it up. No, rebound. Taken by Johnny Hopkins. Now Shaw. Front court. Jesse Marshick bounces it in. Christopher Marshick muscles his way up. No, off the rim. Rebound underneath for the Flyers. That was Logan Schuett picking up the rebound. 1:10 to go. Flyers are going to win this ball game. It's just a matter by how much. There's a shot up inside. Marshick the rebound. That's Christopher. Under 1 minute to go. Hopkins front court. Shaw, Terrell. Free throw line, back for Hopkins, now Linehan. Linehan finds a wide open Ben Harreld. The problem with that is Ben sitting on the bench. 47 seconds left. Here come the Flyers front court, one of their final possessions. Handling the ball is Tyler Schlottman. Down to Schuett. Three-pointer from the corner is good by Vetter. Vetter hits the two. 73-46. Terrell Shaw's three is good. Shaw hits for three. His first points. 15 seconds. And the Flyers will dribble this one out. The final score from Little Falls Community High School. Little Falls 73, Piers 49 as the season begins for both teams.
Hey, Pioneer fans, are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers.
Kenco Drywall in Piers says good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the Upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, Go Pioneers!
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. These are a few reasons parents love our school. The values taught at home are supported at school. Faith formation is part of the school environment with daily opportunities to grow closer to Jesus. The relationships between teachers and students provide for excellent learning in the classroom. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypierce.org.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Hello, this is Dan Rushlow, training officer for the Pierce Fire Department. When was the last time you tested your smoke alarms? Last month? Last year? Can't remember? If you're not sure your smoke alarms are working, then how can you be sure you'll be protected if a fire breaks out? Don't gamble with your life and assume your smoke alarms are working. Test each one every month so you'll know they'll be ready to protect you and your family if there's a fire. Test your alarm for life. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
Stop in and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack to get the next-gen LTE with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, when you switch to Verizon, get 4 lines and 20 gigabytes of data for just $160 per month. Plus, we won't just sign you up and send you out the door. We'll sit down with you, help you transfer your data, and make sure you know how to use your phone before you leave. For the best coverage and service, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Plus taxes and fees. 4 lines on the promo gigabyte promo plan plus 2 gigabytes bonus data per line required. Apply within 3 cycles. Limited time offer.
All right, post-game show underway here as Little Falls opens the season at home with a 24-point win over Pierce. 73-49 is your final score tonight. And it was a big night off the bench from deep for both Joel Holm and Dylan Lukasavage. 24 for Alholm, 17 for Lukasavage. 8 made threes for Alholm. Lukasavage hit 5. Those two reserves combined for 41 points tonight. After that, Austin Weiss with 11. 8 for Derek Poser, 7 for Michael Hanowski, 2 for Anthony Vetter. Playing but not scoring for the Flyers tonight, Brett Zawatsky, Michael Gross, Tyler Schlattman, Justin Primus, and Logan Schuett. Everybody that dressed got to play tonight for both teams. Flyers go 9 for 16 from the free throw line. They are 1-0, and they're back in action on this court Tuesday night when the Alexandria Cardinals come in, an old Central Lakes rivalry, no longer a conference. Flyers now in the Granite Ridge. Cardinals still Central Lakes. For the Pioneers, they're 49 points, almost half of them. Matt Talgis, 24 of the 49. Only Pioneer to reach double figures. Preston Rushell finishes with 7. And then a 4-point game for Alec Lochner. 4 for Ben Harold. 3 points for Terrell Shaw. 2 each for Lucas Adi and Christopher Marshick. 2 for Peter Schomer. And everybody that dressed got to play for Coach Joe Call tonight. That means Thomas Funk, Johnny Hopkins, Freddie Linehan, Jesse Marshick. Also all saw court time tonight for the Pioneers. For Piers now 0-1. And they go to Mora on Tuesday night to face the Mustangs. Pioneers trailed by 10 at half, 36-26. And then the Flyers just continued to hit from deep, and that stretched the lead in a hurry, and it ends up being a 24-point home victory, 73-49 over the Pioneers. So it's a split tonight in this girl-boy doubleheader. The Pioneer girls win 58-51 behind a career-best 35 from Kelsey Stuckmeyer. And the Flyer boys get the evener with a 73-49 victory over Pierce. So the Pierce-Little Falls doubleheader is done. These schools will meet in wrestling here in a big quad a little bit later on this winter. Baseball is coming up. It's not the first or last time Pierce and Little Falls will meet in athletic competition. Final thoughts on this season opener when we come back.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce. Doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Christina Benjamin, member of the Pioneer Dance Team. With the fall sports season over, we would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make the fall season a success. We also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports season are underway. We would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. We will work very hard to represent our school and the community in the first class style. So come out and support us this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers.
Flyers defeat the Pioneers 73-49. Joe Call joins me now. And Coach, your fresh thoughts on this season opening setback here. 10-point game, just got away. Didn't defend the three-point line very well. That's something that has to be tuned up.
Yeah, they did a good job shooting from the perimeter. But to me, it started with all those offensive rebounds.
Yep.
They got
You certainly weren't outmatched size-wise. So
No, it just came down to you know, I kind of told the boys in the locker room, they just wanted it a little more than us tonight. Every shot that went up, they were crashing hard. We weren't finding anybody to box out. But I told them there's nothing we could do about this game except learn from it and move on and try to get better from it.
You talked in the pregame show that it's open auditions for all, most of the spots on the floor here. So, I mean, guys, everybody that dressed got to play, both sides, that's going to happen when the game kind of got away from the Pioneers late. But even early on, I mean, you were playing double-digit figures early second half.
Yeah, and just trying to prove a point that it's wide open. Anybody who wants it, it's up for grabs. And we saw some guys do some good things out here tonight, so we're going to just keep evaluating and see what we can do with it.
Come back at it, go to work, and get ready for more on Tuesday, right?
That's right,
all
definitely.
Right. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Rick.
Joe Call, head coach, Pioneers, as the Flyers win 73-49. Our Pierce Impact Player of the Night coming up next.
When you're in need of new appliances, don't forget to check us out at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. There are still a lot of you out there that don't know that we carry a full line of GE appliances. We carry everything from refrigerators to washers and dryers, stoves, microwaves, dishwashers, and more. Plus, when you buy from us, we also offer delivery and haul away of your old appliance. So the next time you are in need of a new appliance, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all-natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, final thoughts here as we name tonight's Pierce Impact Player of the Game. It's Matt Tauges, 24 points, nearly half of the Pioneer offensive output tonight. And to be honest, what you see is what you're going to get here, I think, for this Pioneer team until things kind of sort themselves out, playing minutes and such. Matt Tauges expected to be the leader, really the returner that saw the extended minutes. He's going to be counted on a lot. He's going to be asked to do a lot. So 24 tonight for Tauges out of the 49. He is tonight Pierce Impact Player of the Night. So Pierce goes to Mora tomorrow, Tuesday night. The wrestlers are back in action. Saw a lot of those guys here. They defeated Mora handily in Mora last night, 45-16. They will be home to Royalton Upsala Tuesday. The girls are home to Royalton Tuesday. The boys go to Mora Tuesday, and the Piers Pizzazz dance team gets underway. They're in Brainerd. That's tomorrow. So that's what's coming up extracurricular-wise at Piers Healy High School. A split. Girls win 58-51 for Piers. Flyer boys win 73-49. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening to You Are There Sports, your home for Pioneer Sports.